576 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here's the translated text as follows. B-44X, American State Trials. I returned without finding him. I then told him to go for Mr. Gates, the sexton, as he would know what should be done. I noticed a little redness about the throat, but made no particular examination at that time. After the jury of inquest was summoned, I made a post-mortem examination in company with Dr. Green and my son. On the back of the neck, the blood had settled as is usual after death. In front of the neck, the red mark was very distinct. Whatever had been applied to produce stricture was evidently removed before the capillary circulation had entirely stopped. When a ligature is applied constantly, as in hanging, the skin has a dry, bloodless appearance, somewhat like parchment. The neck was very short, and the windpipe, from the curvature of the spine, was crooked. We found no ecchymosis, effusion of blood, beneath the cellular substance, but at a subsequent examination, we found ecchymosis in one place in the muscle. The second examination was made to ascertain whether the cartilages of the trachea were broken. In the stomach, there was no trace of inflammation or poison. The lungs were somewhat engorged with blood, but no more than is frequently observed. In removing the cranium, the saw went into the brain, and an unusually large quantity of black venous blood flowed out. The veins and arteries of the brain were surcharged with dark blood. At least 8 ounces of blood were in the vessels of the brain. There was no appearance of effusion from the vessels of the brain, nor of lesion, as in ordinary apoplexy. I was satisfied from my examination that the ligature about the neck was sufficient to check respiration, but arterial action continued to some extent afterwards, and the brain was therefore charged to repletion with venous blood. I should say that the cause of death was apoplexy resulting from strangulation. In apoplexy from liquor, the blood is of a bright red color. A person dying from the effects of ardent spirits would not be able to speak after he was perfectly under the influence of it. Dr. John Green. I have been a practicing physician in Worcester for nearly 40 years. I made a post-mortem examination of Stiles, in company with Dr. Haywood and his son, about 40 hours after Stiles' death. We found no external marks of violence but a deep pink stripe, extending from the front of the neck to just back of the ears on each side. It had the appearance of being caused by some ligature, could not have been a cord, but something soft, like a silk handkerchief slightly twisted. There were no traces of poison in the stomach. The food was partly digested. The brain appeared healthy. The veins and even the arteries were full of very dark blood, at least 3 gills. I think that death arose from apoplexy, caused by the ligature about the neck. I do not think a person could apply sufficient force to strangle himself in this way. John Gates. I saw Stiles about 20 minutes past 12 on the morning of January 15th, lying on a bunk in Mr. Whipple's harness room. I found Mr. Matthews and his turnkey there.